This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's time for
Operation Late Night Excitement.
Top rated late night radio.
The awesomest night of all time.
After dark.
It's late night with Hancock and Kelly.
You deserve a fun night.
On KMOX.
Happy Monday, St. Louis. It's Hancock and Kelly in for our non-Cardinal night, Monday night.
Here we are.
No sport gig right here on KMOX.
There you go. And what could be finer than spending 2 hours here on the Voice of St. Louis?
Well, I got to spend 2 hours in a dental chair today.
Did you now?
A root canal, John Hancock. A root canal.
Well, there you go.
Have you ever had one?
I've had a couple over the years.
All right, so I went and sat. The guy was very nice. They put this clamp in your mouth.
Yeah.
Did you get the clamp?
Yeah, the clamp. They hold your mouth open with a clamp.
Right. That was kind of the hardest part. But otherwise, my doctor was great. I had no pain.
He got the Novocaine shot.
Yeah. And he had kept apologizing to me. He kept saying, great doctor, by the way. I loved this guy. I loved his staff. They listened to the Hancock and Kelly show.
How about that?
They quickly informed me that they were fans of your side of the aisle right before they were about to inject me with narcotics.
There you go. Well, that's not a narcotic.
What, it's not?
No, Novocaine. It's just whatever it is.
Can you buy you can't get Novocaine over the counter.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it a narcotic, PJ?
It has to be a narcotic. You have to be a doctor to be able to do it.
Yeah, but I don't think...
Otherwise, they'd be giving it to these football players.
Well, maybe they are.
You think they're just numbing up their arms and stuff?
Maybe that's what they're doing out there.
Uh-huh. Well, that was
How long did it take your mouth to start working again?
Well, immediately. Good
really?
For me. Everything was fine. I've had no pain. Now, at the end of the procedure, the guy says to you, would you like me to prescribe you something heavier than what an Advil or blah, blah, blah? And I said, well, no, I don't want that. Because I don't want to, you know what I mean? Like, unless I absolutely need pain medication.
You don't want to take it.
I don't want to go down that road.
No,
because, you know, I think there's a reason that people get addicted to it.
Oh, and they do.
Yeah. And so I said, no, sir, I'm fine. And you know what? To this point, knock on wood, 4 hours later, I still have no
pain.
Was
it in the back?
It was tooth number three. In the dental school. So I guess they must start numbering them from the back right.
Yeah.
So one, two, three.
You know,
it's a molar.
There are places in Missouri where you only can go up to like 20.
Yeah. Well, it's not far from here. And let me tell you, I was dreading having to get a root canal. You've had one.
I've had a couple of them.
Really?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Really?
Not bad.
I don't like the dentist. Now, I liked this guy today, although I don't think he's a dentist that does your root canal. I think he's
an oral surgeon.
Or a peritonologist or some other fancy word.
No,
you know what I mean?
Dentist can do root canals.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I had a nice experience with him, but I that's not something I want to do again.
Well, you may not have to.
But where did the expression, I'd rather have a new root canal than, you know, have to sit with Hancock for 2 hours?
Well, in the old days, I think they didn't numb you up much.
Could you imagine?
That would not be good. And the sound is what I don't like. You know, the drill.
Or how about when they put it in there and he says, you're going to feel some vibration and your whole head starts to vibrate. Yeah. And you start to think to yourself, yeah, he's doing that inside my skull.
Yes.
So that can't be
there
good.
It is, there it is.
Are they
now
just wiping out all the sensors and stuff?
So?
Yeah.
Hear?
Okay. And I heard it all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I guess they're just taking out all the roots and stuff so that you won't have any pain.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if they accidentally leave one in, you're going to have serious pain.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you experiencing pain in the tooth?
No. Knock on wood. I never had pain. I was in New York. Not this most previous time.
Yeah,
by the way, we're going to talk
hard
about
to keep track with your.
We're going to talk about my trip to New York. Wait till you hear the story about what happened to me in New York. It has a KMOX element.
I've already
to
heard
it.
The story.
And
I guess all 12 of you out there.
Yeah,
but the
listeners are going to get to hear about
all right,
it.
Well, that's exciting.
But not this this past week. I was in New York. I went by the 9/11 Museum. We'll talk about all that later.
Yeah, yeah.
But the previous time I went to New York, my tooth crumbled on me.
Oof.
So I came home, I went and saw the dentist, and the dentist says, yeah, you're going to need a cap.
Uh-huh.
So he cleans it all up, puts a temporary on me, tells me to come back to get the cap.
Yeah.
I come back to get the cap. He says, do you have pain? I said, yeah. In fact, when I push on it, he goes, well, got bad news for you. You got to get a root canal.
Mm-hmm.
So then he seals me back up, sends me on my way, and then today I have my root canal.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah. And you, how's your dental hygiene?
Oh, I got a trip to the Bahamas in here.
Yeah. Have you started the process?
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I don't know. Whatever. I don't ask a lot of questions.
When do you have to show back up?
I think October the 3rd, something like that.
Yeah. I don't like the dentist. You know, it's the only doctor you go to sometimes feeling relatively good.
Yeah.
And leaving hurt.
That's an excellent point.
And you bleed. Like,
yeah,
you know, and you bleed.
No, they poke and prod and they stick the needles in there. And
my guy today, I really liked him. His name was Dr. Polensky. And by the way, I'd give him major kudos.
Well, see, he ought to be advertising here on the Voice of St. Louis.
He should, but
I know all these people out here need to go to the dentist.
He did do something that dentists do that I don't understand.
What's that?
They get about 6 hands in your mouth.
Yeah.
And they ask you a question.
Yeah.
So, did you watch a Cardinal game yesterday? And I was sitting there thinking, you got 2 hands in my mouth, all this contraption. How am I going to answer that?
I don't think my dentist has ever asked me a question while working on me.
Really?
Yeah.
Your dentists probably don't talk much to you, do they?
They don't say much.
John, do you notice that most of your service providers don't speak with you?
No, they do.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
Like when you go to the grocery store, the lady behind the meat counter, she talks to you?
I'm a rock star at Snooks.
Why? You buy a lot of turkey?
No, I just, I'm very engaging. And I think at that particular Snooks, I've heard that some of the customers are kind of rude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that
stinks. So if you're friendly and nice,
why would you be rude to a person working in a grocery store?
I agree.
I don't get that.
I don't either.
Yeah. That's just really bad.
Yeah, it's not good.
Hey, man, we've got a full night for everybody. We're going to have our Sports Insider coming on. John Hancock Jr. is going to join us, as he does every week at 8:15.
Got a mystery guest at 8:30.
We've got a mystery guest coming on at 8:30. A chance encounter, one might say, in the Big Apple between me and this individual.
Unbelievable.
You folks right here on Camo X know this name and voice.
Yes, you do.
And then we're going to talk about something you're obsessed with, which I absolutely do not get and think it's a waste of time.
Her Majesty the Queen.
Yep.
Shawn Michael Lyle joins us next hour. And what's trending with Braxton Payne? All of that and more coming your way. It's Michael Kelly and John Hancock on Camo X.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Every week at this time, we go to the celebrity insider guest line here at KMOX, where we're joined by John Hancock Jr., our NFL insider. Top of the evening to you, Mr. Hancock.
Hey now, Michael. How's it going?
Man, it's beautiful. The weather is just spectacular here down in St. Louis. How's it up there to our north in Chi-Town?
Yeah, a little cold and rainy. High 50s today. Cloudy, overcast, constant rain.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So the NFL season started on Thursday. We're underway right now. St. Louis's own Joe Buck is calling a game on ESPN. Monday Night Football. Your take on the beginning of the season?
Yeah, well, what a week one it was. You know, it's always great getting into a new NFL season. A lot of surprises in week one and, you know, a lot of bold predictions being made based on these outcomes. But that's the beauty of it. We get to wait and see what sticks, what was a fluke. And it's going to be fun to see how the season shakes out.
So are the Packers in real trouble?
They certainly could be, but here's the thing. Rodgers has, you know, 2-3 rookie receivers on that team. These guys, the biggest games they're used to be playing are nothing compared to an NFL game. These weren't, you know, SEC Big Ten receivers that were drafted. These guys went to small schools. So I think it's going to take them a lot of time to settle in. We did see with Rodgers, though, he kind of stopped going to the rookies after they dropped a couple passes early on until later in the game. He's got to get over that trust issue. And, but we'll see with the Packers. But I was impressed with the Vikings, who, of course, got the win over the Packers. Kirk Cousins, he's got an offensive coach now. And Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, that's a dangerous receiving core. You got Dalvin Cook running back. I think that was a statement win, and the Vikings are a team to watch out for in the NFC North, if not the NFC.
Well, we have to ask. It was not a great opening day for Baker Mayfield and his Carolina Panthers. They fall to the Cleveland Browns. What'd you think?
The stink followed him.
Yeah, no, the stink did follow him, and I told you that was the one game I have ever rooted for Baker Mayfield, and I can confidently say it will be the last game I will ever root for Baker Mayfield. The Cleveland Browns, you know, I've talked about this city, the river catches on fire. The franchise has more quarterbacks than I think in the past 20 years in the U.S. has had presidents. Don't fact check me on that. But the Cleveland Browns have only won one season opening game before yesterday. Going back to 1999, they haven't won an opener since 2005, which is a stat that sounds hard to believe. And of course, Baker Mayfield was able to reverse that trend. He couldn't do it when he was there, but he gave it to him when he left.
He's continuing to make the statement that he may be the biggest fraud ever in the NFL.
He very may well. He very may well. Speaking of frauds, though, in the NFL.
Yes.
Have you guys taken a look in the New England Patriots and how Belichick has done without Tom Brady?
It's not been pretty.
You know, and there are people who still swear that he'll win more Super Bowls than Tom Brady does separated. No. And I think Bill Belichick may be done here soon.
I think he's quite possibly done. That game you don't think was an anomaly, eh?
I do not. Tua Tagovailoa, the Dolphins quarterback, he didn't have the sharpest game, but he was able to make enough throws when it mattered. You got Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, two of the top, 10, if not top five receivers in the AFC. And they're going to be, I think, the Bills' biggest competition in that division. I think the Patriots be lucky to be in the playoff hunt going into Thanksgiving and beyond.
Speaking of Tyreek Hill, a lot of people were speculating that his departure from Kansas City was going to wreak havoc on their offense. Certainly didn't look like it yesterday.
Yeah, no, and Patrick Mahomes, I can't remember a quarterback of his stature facing, this many, prove it to me mantras he had coming into this season. He's won Super Bowl MVP. Everyone knows he's a top 2-3 quarterback, if not number one in the league. And this offseason, a lot of talk about what's Mahomes going to do without Tyreek Hill. But you got a coach like Andy Reid and you got an arm like Mahomes, the offense is always going to be dangerous. And with new weapons, 5 touchdown passes for Mahomes in the opener.
Yeah, it was quite a performance. Now, you disagreed with my assessment of the L.A. Chargers. After yesterday, I think they're very much for real.
Yeah, I may have to reevaluate. I was high on Derek Carr coming into the season, but that was a stark contrast seeing him against Justin Herbert in that game, drive for drive, 3 interceptions for Derek Carr. He was feeding it to Devontae Adams, but Herbert has the cannon. He has the stature, and I may have to reevaluate on that one, which I do not often have to do.
Well, we can't have a week of talking football without talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Always hype around the Cowboys, America's team. So many people follow them. I saw before the season started, they were a 10.5 game. That was what they were predicted to win, 10.5 games this year. And the line's now moved down to 8.5. I think they're going to have a hard time winning 6 games.
Absolutely, especially with Dak Prescott hand injury. He's out 6 to 8 weeks. They got Cooper Rush, their backup, who's only played in one game. I don't think he's the answer. And that Dak's injury, I think, saved him a lot of talk about how pitiful that performance had been by him and the entire team that game.
So what's the deal with the Cowboys? Was the secret sauce really Jimmy Johnson?
that was before my time, but that may have been the secret sauce.
I mean, because that's the last time the Cowboys were relevant and being able to even compete. I watched Tony Romo on Sundays. This man never won a playoff game, and he's making more money talking to us now on Sundays. The Cowboys get all this attention, but they haven't been relevant since I was a kid.
Yeah, no, they've had a weak division, too, which makes it all the more confounding, but they haven't been able to get over the hump. And this certainly doesn't look like the year. They're in last place in the NFC East. Even the Giants found a way to win. Yeah. Week one, everyone else 1-0.
John Hancock joins us, our NFL insider. Got to switch sports right now, because what's happening here in St. Louis is absolutely remarkable. Talking about, of course, Albert Pujols and his quest for 700. I think he's going to get there. How about you?
Yeah, absolutely. Going into the season, felt like a pipe dream. Felt like he was more of a mascot than anything, coming back for one big farewell tour. And he's not just getting close to 700. These home runs he's been hitting have been key, pivotal, go-ahead home runs, major at-bats for a team making a playoff push. And there's just something crazy about it. I saw a stat. You probably saw the same thing. This is his worst season as a Cardinal, but it is better than any season he had the entirety of his time in Anaheim.
I did see that. That was a spectacular set. Were you guys surprised that they pitched to him yesterday with first base open?
So it was a righty, so I thought that made it even more impressive. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think both of his homers over the weekend were against right-handers, which is, we were not seeing that early on in this season. The home run derby, usually they say it, ruins guys' mechanics in their swing, but seems to have unlocked something in Father Albert.
I mean, it is remarkable. I'm with you. I expected to see him bat a couple times a week coming off the bench against left-handed relievers, but he's doing it both ways now. His batting average is at, I think, .266. He's hit 18 home runs so far this season. It's truly, truly remarkable. Does this ball club have what it takes to go all the way?
So, you make it. There's always a chance. We've seen it with the Cardinals, twice. Our best teams aren't always the ones that end up taking it home in October, but it's a tough road to climb in the National League. Our pitching is very solid, but we don't have a lot of the marquee names that you have. We don't have a Scherzer. We don't have a DeGrom. you know, like the Mets and the Dodgers have, and the Braves have strong pitching as well. I think we have a chance, but it's going to be an uphill battle, and we're going to need our rotation and bullpen to be lights out and keep us in games.
Are you worried about Wainwright? His last two outings have not been stellar.
Yeah, they haven't been too stellar, but you know, he's without a doubt earned the benefit of the doubt these past two seasons. I honestly wasn't expecting much out of him in 2021. He proved me wrong, and he's proven me wrong again this year. I don't think two starts are a cause for concern.
Well, the Brewers are in town starting tomorrow. They play a couple of games. We'll see how those Cardinals do. John Hancock, thanks so much for joining us. Get back to that Monday night football game, and who do you predict's going to win this thing tonight?
So going in, it was going to be the Broncos all the way, but Seahawks up right now, so who knows?
Geno Smith's looked pretty good. I'm been surprised.
Yeah.
Well, that's John Hancock, our sports insider. When we come back, Michael's going to tell us a story.
Yeah.
About a chance meeting in New York City. That's coming up next on Camo X.
I'm in a New York state of mind.
You saw him in New York.
That's the main reason I went.
To see Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was he?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, rarely do you get to go to a concert where you know every single song that's going to be played.
I'll bet that's right, yeah.
Yeah, I can only think of a couple of artists that are like that. You got Billy Joel, maybe the U2, Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, Elton John, of course. Yeah.
You know, I only heard two songs at the Elton John concert.
Well, you had to have known them, right?
Well, one was Rocket Man, and one was a song I've never heard before in my life.
That was quite a crisis, yeah, that whole thing. So I went with my mother and my brother-in-law and my sister.
Let me just take this opportunity to say what a fine, fine son you are.
Thank you.
You are an inspiration to all of us in the way you lovingly care for your parents.
Well, yeah. Well, my dad's done.
Right.
But I went to New York with my mom. We went to go see Billy Joel and my sister, Colleen, who's my oldest sister. I know that's not the most nicest thing to say about a woman, but she's of the six of us, she's the oldest.
Yeah.
And her husband, Paul, we all went up there and had a good time, went and saw Billy Joel, the whole reason we went, Friday night, Madison Square Garden, his 84th straight, or you know, performance there at Madison Square Garden.
Is he going to quit soon?
And his voice is still good. He's getting older, John.
Yeah, no question.
Seen him right before the pandemic hit up in Chicago, and I could definitely tell he's aged a little bit during the pandemic, but his voice was spot on. He was still hitting the high notes and had a blast, and we rocked it out, and there we are in the center of the world, coming out of Madison Square Garden. There's construction going on there around Madison Square Garden,
that.
So my mom and I and we're kind of weaving through the traffic, and we get out onto the streets. There's pure chaos on the streets. It's gridlocked. There's just something like you'd see in a movie. We're walking along, and here I am. I'm about to walk into somebody.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I know this guy. And I looked at him, and I said, hey, George. And it was a fish out of water, and George looked at me. And he looked at me and he goes, oh my God, it's Michael Kelly. And I was like, it's George Sells.
Unbelievable.
Our own KMOX is George Sells, who joins us now here at KMOX. George?
Yeah, that was one of the more random things that's happened to me lately.
Yeah, no kidding. And you were running around. You were with your son, correct?
Correct. And doing the same thing you were doing. My son, the week before, turned 17, and his favorite, just about of anybody, is Billy Joel. He plays piano. He can play a lot of stuff out of his catalog and has always been a huge fan. And so we decided, especially considering, as you were saying, that, you know, Billy's getting up there and sooner or later, you know, he might just decide one day he doesn't want to hop on the Long Island Railroad anymore and come to Madison Square Garden. So we decided to take the opportunity. We surprised our son and got tickets and went to the concert. And so doing the same thing you were doing, and, you know, went up there, had a ball. It was the first time either of us had seen him. So different experience for me than it was for you, but an absolutely fantastic show. And then, walking in Times Square afterwards, and there's Michael Kelly.
And by the way, a pretty accurate description of what it was like leaving there. It was complete chaos, right? There was just people everywhere, gridlock, nothing, you know. It was just,
I mean, that's not unusual for coming. Like, I've been to several concerts there. We used to live up there,
uh-huh.
And so it's, you always have that mass exodus of people coming out of there, but it's made worse because of that construction they're doing on the front. It's like I told my wife, they're building a high rise on the front of Madison Square Garden for some reason. Well, we all know why. There's money to be made, but that made it that much more crowded and that much more sort of just chaotic and bizarre, because you had those, you know, those wooden temporary walkways and stuff, and people are trying to figure out where they're going through there. But it took a bad situation and made it worse as far as just the usual congestion. But I don't think anybody there thinks twice about congestion.
Right.
So the kiddo, 17, pretty good pianist, eh?
Yeah, it was. He's working on it. I mean, he's been playing since he was like four, and loves it. Took to it, and it's, you know, he's the kid that you don't have to get him to practice piano. Now, schoolwork, stuff like that, that's more of a conversation. But piano, there's never anything about practicing piano. He's on the piano all the time. And just Billy Joel, I mean, I remember when he couldn't have been 5 or 6 years old or something like that, the first time he heard Piano Man, and just loved it. And
right.
There we go. Off to the races.
Do you know much of what he's capable of playing? Because Billy Joel plays one of the coolest. John Hancock, you can play this. You played this one time for me. Summer Highland Falls.
Okay, I don't know if he knows that one. The one he does know, which you actually bumped in with, is New York State of Mind.
Yeah, that's a nice
and
tune.
One of my favorite pieces of video I got on our entire trip is we were walking downtown when we first got in, because we got in that afternoon, and we decided to just take the subway in and sort of work our way to the hotel, because we were staying way downtown, and just work our way there, stopped, got some pizza, and we're walking along, and there's this little tiny park right next to the entrance to the Holland Tunnel, and they have a beautiful, colorfully painted piano just sitting there in the middle of this park. So Quincy's in, like, oh, let's check this out. And thing is, it works, it's in tune, and he started playing New York State of Mind on it. So I've got this great video of him playing New York State of Mind with all the traffic and all of New York surrounding it, which was a lot of fun.
That is so cool, George. Hey, it's how strange is it, John, this has happened to you, I'm sure, when you're out of town. You fish out of water. You run into somebody in a place they're not supposed to be.
Yeah.
And George, you and I both had that look like, oh my God, yeah. Mike, oh, George.
Exactly. It's like if I run into you in a Schnucks or
right.
outside of a Cardinals game, it would have been instantaneous. But I think just because, you know, we're both 1,000 miles from home, it was just kind of like, and the plan, there's just so many people also. It's like there's people and shouting and noise
right.
and everywhere. And it's like, okay. It takes your mind a second to kind of reset.
That ever happened to you, Hancock, running into somebody half a world away?
Yeah, I was standing in line at the Haunted Mansion in the Magic Kingdom at Disney World.
Disney World.
And a lady in front of me turns around. It's Jean Ellman, the wife of County Executive Steve Ellman. And she's
How
there
great's
with her
that?
Son. I said, where's Steve? She says he's in St. Charles working. He's doing good deeds for the people. But that was wild to see Jean. And we were like right next to each other.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm in a New York state of mind.
You saw him in New York.
That's the main reason I went.
To see Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was he?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, rarely do you get to go to a concert where you know every single song that's going to be played.
I'll bet that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I can only think of a couple of artists that are like that. You got Billy Joel, maybe the U2, Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney. Elton John, of course. Yeah.
Right. You know, I only heard two songs at the Elton John concert.
Well, you had to have known them, right?
Well, one was Rocket Man, and one was a song I've never heard before in my life.
That was quite a crisis, yeah, that whole thing. So I went with my mother and my brother-in-law and my sister.
Let me just take this opportunity to say what a fine, fine son you are.
Thank you.
You are an inspiration to all of us in the way you lovingly care for your parents.
Well, yeah. Well, my dad's done.
Right.
But I went to New York with my mom. We went to go see Billy Joel. And my sister, Colleen, who's my oldest sister, I know that's not the most nicest thing to say about a woman, but she's of the six of us, she's the oldest.
Yeah.
And her husband, Paul, we all went up there and had a good time, went and saw Billy Joel, the whole reason we went, Friday night, Madison Square Garden, his 84th straight, or you know, performance there at Madison Square Garden.
Is he going to quit soon?
You know, and his voice is still good. He's getting older, John.
Yeah, no question.
And I had seen him right before the pandemic hit up in Chicago. And I could definitely tell he's aged a little bit during the pandemic, but his voice was spot on. He was still hitting the high notes and had a blast. And we rocked it out, and there we are in the center of the world, coming out of Madison Square Garden. There's construction going on there around Madison Square Garden.
Imagine
that. So my mom and I are kind of weaving through the traffic, and we get out onto the streets. There's pure chaos on the streets. It's gridlocked. There's just something like you'd see in a movie. We're walking along, and here I am. I'm about to walk into somebody.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I know this guy. And I looked at him, and I said, hey, George. And it was a fish out of water, and George looked at me, and he looked at me, and he goes, oh, my God, it's Michael Kelly. And I was like, it's George Sells.
Unbelievable.
KMOX is George Sells. Who joins us now here at KMOX? George?
Yeah, that was one of the more random things that's happened to me lately.
Yeah, no kidding. And you were running around. You were with your son, correct?
Correct. And doing the same thing you were doing. My son, the week before, turned 17. And his favorite, just about of anybody, is Billy Joel. He plays piano. He can play a lot of stuff out of his catalog and has always been a huge fan. And so we decided, especially considering, as you were saying, that, you know, Billy's getting up there and sooner or later, you know, he might just decide one day he doesn't want to hop on the Long Island Railroad anymore and come to Madison Square Garden. So we decided to take the opportunity. We surprised our son and got tickets and went to the concert. And so doing the same thing you were doing, and, you know, went up there, had a ball. It was the first time either of us had seen him. So different experience for me than it was for you. But an absolutely fantastic show. And then, walking in Times Square afterwards, and there was Michael Kelly.
And by the way, a pretty accurate description of what it was like leaving there. It was complete chaos, right? There was just people everywhere, gridlock, nothing, you know.
That's not unusual for coming. Like, I've been to several concerts there. We used to live up there, and so it's, you always have that mass exodus of people coming out of there. But it's made worse because of that construction they're doing on the front. It's like I told my wife, they're building a high rise on the front of Madison Square Garden for some reason. Well, we all know why. There's money to be made, but that made it that much more crowded and that much more sort of just chaotic and bizarre because you had those wooden temporary walkways and stuff, and people are trying to figure out where they're going through there. But so it took a bad situation and made it worse as far as just the usual congestion. But I don't think anybody there thinks twice about congestion.
Right.
So the kiddo, 17, pretty good pianist, eh?
Yeah, it was. He's working on it. I mean, he's been playing since he was like four, and loves it. Took to it, and it's, you know, he's the kid that you don't have to get him to practice piano. Now, schoolwork, stuff like that, that's more of a conversation. But piano, there's never anything about practicing piano. He's on the piano all the time, and just Billy Joel. I mean, I remember when he couldn't have been 5 or 6 years old or something like that the first time he heard Piano Man and just loved it. And
right.
There we go. Off to the races.
Do you know much of what he's capable of playing? Because Billy Joel plays one of the coolest. John Hancock, you can play this. You played this one time for me. Summer Highland Falls.
Okay, I don't know if he knows that one. The one he does know, which you actually bumped in with, is New York State of Mind.
Yeah, that's a nice
tune. And one of my favorite pieces of video I got on our entire trip is we were walking downtown when we first got in, because we got in that afternoon, and we decided to just take the subway in and sort of work our way to the hotel because we were staying way downtown. And we just work our way there, stopped, got some pizza, and we're walking along, and there's this little tiny park right next to the entrance to the Holland Tunnel, and they have a beautiful, colorfully painted piano just sitting there in the middle of this park. So Quincy's in, like, oh, let's check this out. And thing is, it works, it's in tune, and he started playing New York State of Mind on it. So I've got this great video of him playing New York State of Mind with all the traffic and all of New York surrounding it, which is a lot of fun.
That is so cool, George. Hey, it's how strange is it, John, this has happened to you, I'm sure, when you're out of town. You fish out of water. You run into somebody in a place they're not supposed to be.
Yeah.
And George, you and I both had that look like, oh my God, yeah. Mike, oh, George.
Exactly. It's like if I run into you in a Schnucks or
right.
outside of a Cardinals game, it would have been instantaneous. But I think just because, you know, we're both 1,000 miles from home, it was just kind of like, and the plan, there's just so many people also. It's like there's people and shouting and noise
right.
and everywhere. And it's like, okay. It takes your mind a second to kind of reset.
That ever happened to you, Hancock, running into somebody half a world away?
Yeah, I was standing in line at the Haunted Mansion in the Magic Kingdom at Disney World.
Disney World.
And the lady in front of me turns around. It's Jean Ellman, the wife of County Executive Steve Ellman.
And she's
there with her son. I said, where's Steve? She says he's in St. Charles working. He's doing good deeds for the people. But, that was wild to see Gene. And we were, like, right next to each other in line.
Right. It's just crazy when you run into somebody. Maybe last year, I ran into Jason Hall, who runs
Greater
St. Louis Inc. In Chicago, and was walking across the street. And I'm like, wait, what are you doing here? You know, one of those things. George, the last time I think you were on with the Hancock and Kelly show, you had an owl in your house.
Yeah, that's been a while. We did that. The owl has not returned. There are a couple of them that sort of hang out in the neighborhood,
uh-huh.
and you can hear them at night. And you'll see them occasionally, and we often will just be laughing, kind of wondering, like, is that him? You know, do you think of one of those as the perpetrator?
And refresh my mind, did he, like, bust through a window, or did he just come in the front door?
We have, to this day, this is one of the great mysteries in my life. To this day, we have never figured out how he got in, because the doors and windows were all closed. If you'll remember, it was a spring day. It was fairly
right.
It was fairly pretty out, but we didn't have anything open. I'd gone to pick up my kids at school, and the only thing that made sense was that the doors to the fireplace were open,
uh-huh.
and the guy from
Santa
from Rotlow that helped get him out said he must have, like, chased a critter down there and just come in through the fireplace.
Huh.
And that is certainly a credible concept, and something that I always thought that made sense, except for one thing. I've lived in this house 14 years now. It was 13 and a half, or 12 at the time, something like that. And have not been the best about getting the chimney swept. And it's a wood-burning fireplace that we use all the time, like every winter, and there was not a speck of soot anywhere in the living room. where he flew in.
Well, it's a fastidious owl, obviously.
They're very clean animals,
those owls.
And apparently very streamlined also to be able to shoot down through there, not stir up the slightest bit of dust, and then get into my living room.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a skill these things have. Have you ever seen the owls flying around? It's kind of scary looking.
It is, yeah. It's pretty intimidating. We had a hawk out in the yard a couple of weeks ago, too. And it's kind of like, I look at the dog, I'm like, he's 40 pounds. He could probably hold his own, but I don't know how that would end.
Yeah. Well, George, you're back in town, I take it.
Back in town, back at work today, and just after a great weekend, you did the concert, of course, and then we also checked out Yankee Stadium. Nice. My son was not impressed. He thinks Bush is better. I tend to agree. The new Yankee Stadium is really not that much to write home about. I've been to the old one many times, and I'm not a Yankees fan, but you know, you can appreciate an old ballpark.
Yeah, did you go there for the Jeter game? Didn't they honor Derek Jeter?
No, the Jeter game was happening while Billy Joel was on stage.
Oh, okay.
So
cool.
We went the next day.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they won. It was, you know, a good crowd. It was a pretty day. It was a great day to go to a ball game. But I hate to see an old ballpark that had the kind of charm, you know, the ones like Wrigley, like Fenway and old Yankee Stadium as well. They're just that there aren't many of them around. And the fact that it bums me out that they tore the other one down, because this place is just it's nice. It's just like all of the other ballparks that they built, you know, in the years between 1992 and 2010.
Yeah.
They just all kind of, they all have a kind of a similar vibe to them. And you expect something a little more special because Yankee Stadium, you know, it's such a legendary name and a legendary place. And, you know, it's still the cool experience, you know, getting off the train in the Bronx and all the craziness around it. But you walk into the stadium, and I could have just as easily been in Pittsburgh, Cleveland, or Cincinnati.
Well, there you go. And speaking of legendary names, when we come back, and George Sells, thank you so much for joining us. When we come back,
thank you for having me, guys.
You betcha. We're going to speak about another legendary name, Michael.
Who dis?
Queen Elizabeth II.
This is Summer Highland Falls to take us out.
Nice.
Beautiful song. We'll be back after this on KMOX.
Land
of Liberty.
Well, that's my country, Tisbury. We stole that from the Brits.
Oh.
This is God Save the Queen, which is now
God Save the King.
King Charles III.
What do you think of all this? Britain. Are you into this stuff?
Yes.
Why?
Well, because, Michael, these are our people.
No, we threw them out.
No, we threw them out of here. We didn't throw them out of there.
No, but I understand. So they're not our people.
Well, they most certainly are. I'm descendant of a member of Parliament.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
what was the name of your member of Parliament?
His last name was Brock.
Brock?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
B-R-O-C-K.
As in Obama?
No, B-R-O-C-K.
Oh, B-R-O-C-K.
As in Lou.
Okay.
And and look, here's the thing about Queen Elizabeth.
All right.
A wonderful lady.
Yeah.
A delightful lady.
Seemed like it.
Very witty lady.
I don't know about that.
Very dutiful lady who carried out
her duties
to the very end of being the queen.
Which means what?
Well, the queen.
Walk around in funny outfits and wear hats occasionally.
The queen is, we all know her, was a very important figure in Great Britain.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
And here's the thing. You know, we have nothing like that here. And there was a big debate at our founding as to whether we should have a king, and there were royalists among the founders, and Alexander Hamilton being one, who really thought a king would be helpful for this country, and we decided instead to vest that head of state position in the president of the United States, which everybody knew was going to be George Washington. But Washington was asked about if he would like to be the king, and he didn't. No, he didn't want anything.
Well, he said that's the last thing we should be a part of as a monarch.
Correct. But if you look at the role, the function, certainly in today's world, that the crown plays in British society.
What, like the head of tourism?
It's a unifying figure for the entire country. And there is no unifying figure in the United States for the entire country. And I think it's kind of cool that whether you're leftist or conservative or whatever your political views are over there.
No, I disagree with
they
you.
They respected the
Queen. We have a unifying figure. We all respect the office of President of the United States. That's our head of state. That's
right.
Our head of government. I think, you know, even when Donald Trump was president of the United States, he still represented me as the president of the you know, the greatest country on the planet. So I get it. I mean, what I don't get is the over-the-top stuff with this gal. I mean, we're all going nuts. Literally, they're shutting down the whole world for 2 weeks over this thing. I get it. Would we be shutting down the world for 2 weeks over the Pope? Would we be shutting down the world for 2 weeks over the...
Well, we're not shutting the world down.
Yeah, we are. I mean, essentially, they're not playing soccer over in England. You know, they canceled the Premier League. Everybody with CNN's 24/7 looking at this hearse, and you know it's going to go on for 10 days. Like, listen, I'm all about the pageantry. I like watching their weddings.
Yeah,
I like watching their funerals. But to do it over 10 days, yeah, now you're just being greedy.
That may be a bit much. Yeah. I might concur with you that it's a bit much. Yes.
Yeah.
But a substantial figure. I mean, 70
totally.
Years on the
yeah,
throne.
Yeah, I'm with you. And it seems like a very lovely human, too.
She was a lovely human. And now we've got Charles III.
But I think she really believed that stuff. I think she really believed that she was of the bloodline that was granted this land by God. And that, in the world, in the day that we live in, 2022, is such a ridiculous concept to me that any human being believes that God has chosen them to have control over a particular land or whatever. Come on. That's wacky.
Well, monarchy is not some, like, you know, you look at the despotic monarchs who actually rule their countries, thinking about the kingdom in Saudi Arabia, for example. That's obviously not a good thing. But the symbolic, which what the king and queen of
right.
England, that's a symbolic position.
Yeah.
That's a unifying position. There's some... You know, she does bestow honors on the citizens, the orders of this and
sure,
that and the
that's,
other.
Sure, I get you it. Don't you think it's kind of crazy, though, that a girl can't become, if there's a boy and a girl, the boy gets it and not the girl?
I think it's firstborn.
No, I always thought it was firstborn male.
I don't think so. I don't know the answer to that.
Oh, Mr. Monarch doesn't know about what the how the lineage gets really.
Well, it hasn't been one
really
of these in my lifetime. This is the first time that we've seen a change in
that. Now, if Charles lives as long as his mother, how many years on the crown will he get?
Well, 15,
be 22, 20 years, 22. 22 years?
Yep.
Yeah. He looked old when
well,
I saw
70,
him. I hadn't seen him in a while.
Almost 74 years old.
Yeah, can you imagine waiting your whole life for your mom to die?
that's
essentially what he's been doing.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
And now, you know, he's Big Bang Baller. He's sitting in a chair. He's going and talking to people and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be a part of that process.
I wouldn't want to follow. It's kind of like being the announcer that follows Jack Buck.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't want to follow the Queen.
Right.
If I were Charles, because, I mean, he's never going to, you know, and I mean, he's got Camilla.
And everybody's waiting on the kid, right? Everybody wants
William.
Yeah.
King William. I'm surprised that Charles is only the third Charles to be king of England in all of those centuries.
How many centuries has England ruled the world?
It's been a long time. A
couple thousand?
No.
1,500 years?
No. The monarchy, I wouldn't want to speculate on that without knowing the answer. Perhaps PJ over here can...
Do you think that... I guess. I mean, could Charles have picked a different name? Could he have said, I'm going to be King Michael Sean?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't know. I mean, maybe he could. Like I said, Michael, this has never happened before.
Right, I understand.
Lifetime.
But, I mean, this guy was granted this land by God and birthright. He ought to be able to name himself if he wants to.
I don't know. You know, I think that the Pope can do that.
The Pope can name himself?
Yeah, the Pope picks a name.
I like when the Pope picks a name.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, but I wouldn't be one of those popes that picks a name that somebody else has already picked.
Well,
wouldn't you
want to
be the first?
Names.
Well, you think there's been a Pope Michael?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Tony. I haven't seen a Pope Tony.
Oh, I bet there's been a couple of Anthonys. Yeah, remember, this
well
is their
Anthony.
Italians
yeah,
over
right.
there.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
The Italians ruled it for so long.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent point.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. But what Pope name would you pick?
I wouldn't be the Pope.
You wouldn't?
No.
The Pope's a good dude.
Sure, yeah.
I think he's of comparable meaning to the world that the Queen of England is.
Oh, I think more substantial than the Queen of England.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
More impactful. Well, he's the head
well,
of
he's
the
head
church
of more people. Yeah, I guess so.
And that's a church is global, the Catholic Church. So
Well, getting to visit with a pope or getting to visit with a queen's like getting to visit with who we're going to get to visit with in the next hour.
Well, there's no question about that.
I mean, not many people bring the attention and have had the experiences.
Remarkable experiences. Yeah. Of course, we're speaking of none other than our own Sean Michael Lyle, who joins us every Monday night when we're here after the news at 9:05. Michael, will you watch the funeral of the Queen?
I will watch it, yes.
All right, thank you. Folks, it's John Hancock, it's Michael Kelly, Sean Michael Lyle, and then, of course, what's trending next hour. Stick around, the news is coming up, and it looks like they're playing football again. But all of you out there listening don't care much about the football game. We'll take you out with God Save the King. This is my country, Tisbury. We stole that from the Brits.
Oh.
This is God Save the Queen, which is now
God Save the King.
King Charles III.
What do you think of all this? Britain. Are you into this stuff?
Yes.
Why?
Well, because, Michael, these are our people.
No, we threw them out.
No, we threw them out of here. We didn't throw them out of there.
No, but I understand. So they're not our people.
Well, they most certainly are. I'm descendant of a member of Parliament.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
what was the name of your member of Parliament?
His last name was Brock.
Brock.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
B-R-O-C-K.
As in Obama?
No, B-R-O-C-K.
Oh, B-R-O-C-K.
As in Lou.
Okay.
And and look, here's the thing about Queen Elizabeth.
All right.
A wonderful lady.
Yeah.
A delightful lady.
Seemed like it.
Very witty lady.
I don't know about that.
Very dutiful lady who carried out
her duties
to the very end
of
being the queen.
Which means what?
Well, the queen.
Walk around in funny outfits and wear hats occasionally.
The queen is, we all know her, was a very important figure in Great Britain.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
And here's the thing. You know, we have nothing like that here. And there was a big debate at our founding as to whether we should have a king, and there were royalists among the founders, and Alexander Hamilton being one, who really thought a king would be helpful for this country, and we decided instead to vest that head of state position in the president of the United States, which everybody knew was going to be George Washington. But Washington was asked about if he would like to be the king, and he didn't. No, he didn't want anything.
Well, he said that's the last thing we should be a part of as a monarch.
Correct. But if you look at the role, the function, certainly in today's world, that the crown plays in British society.
What, like the head of tourism?
It's a unifying figure for the entire country. And there is no unifying figure in the United States for the entire country. And I think it's kind of cool that whether you're leftist or conservative or whatever your political views are
I disagree with
they
you.
They respected the
we,
queen.
We have a unifying figure. We all respect the office of President of the United States. That's our head of state. That's
right.
Our head of government. I think, even when Donald Trump was President of the United States, he still represented me as the president of the greatest country on the planet. So I get it. I mean, what I don't get is the over-the-top stuff with this gal. I mean, we're all going nuts. Literally, they're shutting down the whole world for 2 weeks over this thing. I get it. Would we be shutting down the world for 2 weeks over the Pope? Would we be shutting down the world for 2 weeks over the...
Well, we're not shutting the world down.
Yeah, we are. I mean, essentially, they're not playing soccer over in England. You know, they canceled the Premier League. Everybody with CNN's 24/7 looking at this hearse, and you know it's going to go on for 10 days. Like, listen, I'm all about the pageantry. I like watching their weddings.
Yeah,
I like watching their funerals. But to do it over 10 days, yeah, now you're just being greedy.
That may be a bit much.
Yeah.
I might concur with you that it's a bit much. Yes.
Yeah.
But a substantial figure. I mean, 70
totally.
Years on the
yeah,
throne.
Yeah, I'm with you. And it seems like a very lovely human, too.
She was a lovely human. And now we've got Charles III.
But I think she really believed that stuff. I think she really believed that she was of the bloodline that was granted this land by God. And that, in the world, in the day that we live in, 2022, is such a ridiculous concept to me that any human being believes that God has chosen them to have control over a particular land or whatever. Come on. That's wacky.
Well, monarchy is not something like, you know, you look at the despotic monarchs who actually rule their countries, thinking about the kingdom in Saudi Arabia, for example. That's obviously not a good thing. But the symbolic, which what the king and queen of right. England, that's a symbolic position.
Yeah.
That's a unifying position. There's some, you know, she does bestow honors on the citizens, the orders of this and
sure,
that and the other.
That's not, I get it. Don't you think it's kind of crazy, though, that a girl can't become, if there's a boy and a girl, the boy gets it and not the girl?
I think it's firstborn.
Oh, I always thought it was firstborn male.
I don't think so. I don't know the answer to that.
Oh, Mr. Monarch doesn't know about what the Hallowe'en gets
one
really
of these
past.
In my lifetime. This is the first time in my lifetime that we've seen a change in
Now, if Charles lives as long as his mother, how many years on the crown will he get?
Well, 15,
20 years, 22 years?
Yep.
Yeah. He looked old.
Well, he's 70, almost 74 years old.
Yeah, can you imagine waiting your whole life for your mom to die?
that's
essentially what he's been doing.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
And now, you know, he's Big Bang Baller. He's sitting in a chair. He's going and talking to people and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be a part of that process.
I wouldn't want to follow. It's kind of like being the announcer that follows Jack Buck.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't want to follow the Queen.
Right.
If I were Charles, because, I mean, he's never going to, you know, and, I mean, he's got Camilla.
And everybody's waiting on the kid, right? Everybody wants
William.
Yeah.
King William. I'm surprised that Charles is only the third Charles to be king of England in all of those centuries.
How many centuries has England ruled the world?
It's been a long time. A
couple thousand?
No.
1,500 years?
No. I wouldn't want to speculate on that without knowing the answer. Perhaps PJ over here.
Do you think that... I guess. I mean, could Charles have picked a different name? Could he have said, I'm going to be King Michael Sean?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't know. I mean, maybe he could. Like I said, Michael, this has never happened before.
Right, I understand. Lifetime. But, I mean, this guy was granted this land by God and birthright. He ought to be able to name himself if he wants to.
I don't know. You know, I think that the Pope can do that.
The Pope can name himself?
Yeah, the Pope picks a name.
I like when the Pope picks a name.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, but I wouldn't be one of those popes that picks a name that somebody else has already picked.
Well,
wouldn't you
want to
be the first? Well, you think there's been a Pope Michael?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Tony. I haven't seen a Pope Tony.
Oh, I bet there's been a couple of Anthonys. Remember, this is their Italians over there. You know, the Italians ruled it for so long.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent point.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. But what Pope name would you pick?
I wouldn't be the Pope.
You wouldn't?
No.
The Pope's a good dude.
Sure, yeah.
I think he's of comparable meaning to the world that the Queen of England is.
Oh, I think more substantial than the Queen of England.
Really?
Yeah. More impactful. Well, he's the head
of more people. Yeah, I guess so.
And that's church is global, the Catholic Church. So,
getting to visit with a Pope or getting to visit with a queen is like getting to visit with who we're going to get to visit with in the next hour.
Well, there's no question about that.
I mean, not many people bring the attention and have had the experiences
remarkable experiences. Yeah. Of course, we're speaking of none other than our own Sean Michael Lyle, who joins us every Monday night when we're here after the news at 9:05. Michael, will you watch the funeral of the Queen?
I will watch it, yes.
All right, thank you. Folks, it's John Hancock, it's Michael Kelly, Sean Michael Lyle, and then, of course, what's trending next hour. Stick around, the news is coming up. And it looks like they're playing football again. But all of you out there listening don't care much about the football game. We'll take you out with God Save the King.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.